Share, if Trump can't spew venom at his rallies, crimes will do. By BenQ on March 30, 2020. Left-wing pop icon Cher spread fake news about President Donald Trump's response to the Chinese coronavirus and called him a sick man who turns to crime if he does not get the attention he seeks. During his Sunday night press briefing, Trump commented on the suspicious reports that at some hospitals, orders for masks have risen from between 10,000 and 20,000 to 300,000. How do you go from 10 to 20 to 300,000? 10 to 20,000 masks to 300,000, even though this is different. Something's going on. And you ought to look into it as reporters. Where are the masks going? Trump remarked. So somebody should probably look into that. I think people should check that because there's something going on. I don't think it's hoarding. I think it's maybe worse than hoarding, he continued. Check it out. I don't know. I think that's for other people to figure out. Responding with an all caps, grammatically incoherent rant, Cher claimed that Trump was lying in his suggestion that there may be instances of theft, adding that he simply made the claim for attention. She also accused him of criminal activity, without specifying what laws he had violated. Cher's tirade translated into grammatical English. Trump knows no one is stealing medical supplies. He's so addicted to being in front of the cameras. He can't bear not being the center of attention, with no adulation. He's a sick man, who doesn't care if he lies or tells the truth. He needs to feed the orange beast. If he can't spew venom at his rallies, crime and poison will do. The truth, President Trump was only stating what New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had said about media equipment being stolen. The left-wing media also reported this. As fear over the new coronavirus in New York spreads faster than the outbreak, people have started to steal masks and other medical equipment from local hospitals, Andrew Cuomo said earlier this month. Even the New York Times reported on March 19, "We've experienced outright theft, with the general public walking into our building and walking right out," said Bruno Pettino, the hospital's chief medical officer. The outrage seems to only be aimed at the president. Cher launches bizarre rants against the president nearly every day. Some of her most notable tirades have seen her compare President Trump to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler and describing him as a cancer ravaging our nation. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.